So they want to know if he can run for the presidency, even though he served America, flew jets for America, was tortured by the Vietnamese for America, paid nearly the ultimate price for America. But the pervert, coward, communist scum in the New York Times write an article, McCain's Canal Zone birth prompts queries about whether that rules him out. Queries? Well, it's close to the appropriate word because it begins with Q-U-E. But I don't think it promotes queries. I think it promotes something else. I think it provokes something that begins with a Q-U-E. And I'm not talking about the Q-U-2 or the Q-E-2. But why are there no queries being provoked about Barack Hussein Obama? If, after all, the archenemy of Iraq, his name was Saddam Hussein, isn't it logical that us stupid Americans would like to know why the man who would be president has a name that's similar to our enemy in Iraq, Hussein? I mean, let's turn it around. We just killed Adolf Hitler. And now a man is running for president, and his name happens to be, Harry Hitler Jones. So you say, wait a minute, why would his name be Harry Hitler Jones? How dare you raise the question of his middle name being Hitler? That's irrelevant that his father named him for Hitler. How dare you ask whether his father named him for Hitler or not? It doesn't matter whether his middle name is Hitler or not. It doesn't matter because he's not a Nazi. He's only a descendant of Germany. How dare you raise such a question? So I'm going to raise such a question. Is Hussein a Christian saint? No, he's the grandson of Muhammad. So if a man whose name, his middle name is for the grandson of the founder of Islam, there's nothing wrong with that. There are many, many hundreds of millions of Muslims who are not fanatics. We know that. But why doesn't he just answer the question and say, yes, I am a Christian. My father was a Muslim for a while. We lived in Indonesia. My grandfather was a Muslim for a while. I guess for a while. It's always been for a while. But he has a record of associating with bagmen and criminals. See, what interests me more is, rather than Hussein, is his association with bagmen and criminals in Chicago. Tons of money coming in out of the Middle East. He goes to the radical black-only church. That's right, a racist black-only radical church. He comes from a city with the dirty politics. He supports radical Muslim groups. He's questionable about Israel. Now, why in the world would I not ask these questions about Barack Hussein Obama? Why not? So why is it, therefore, inappropriate to ask him whether Hussein is an issue or not? Let him just answer it. I don't understand it. I mean, if that was my middle name and I was a moderate a Christian who had a Muslim father, I would say that. I'd say that was the name I was given and I'm proud of it. Why is he hiding it?
Problem. It's not so much that he's hiding it. It's so much that we were at war. Saddam Hussein ended up with the name.
Oh, well, there you go again. That's why I'm asking it. Why is he named for Saddam Hussein? I mean, in the same name as Saddam Hussein. But it's not about his middle name that bothers me. Oh, no. There are many, many other things that bother me about Osama. His record of associating with bagmen and criminals. His membership in a radical black-only church. The fact that he has the worldwide support of every Muslim group. The fact that he's been endorsed by Louis Farrakhan, which I don't think he's disavowed, by the way. Doesn't that bother you? Now, let me turn it around on you liberals who can't use your brains anymore because you lost them a long time ago or you wouldn't be a liberal. What if John McCain's middle name was Jesus? Now, what if his name was John Jesus McCain and the Democrat candidate said, John Jesus McCain, why is your middle name Jesus? Do you think that Hillary Clinton would say, absolutely unfair to ask him why his middle name is Jesus? And there's no reference whatsoever. But what if John McCain's middle name was Jesus, John Jesus McCain? Would his middle name in that case be an issue? I think so. Why, I think even the New York Times might find John Jesus McCain an issue. I mean, that's if his name. See, I can think, and that's why I'm a danger to the establishment. I am the savage in Brave New World when I think about it. Well, we can close this hour out where we began hour number one, which is the issue of the Tennessee Grand Old Party pulling the Hussein Obama story and the Obama photo from the fiery anti-Semite release. Now, we understand that John McCain thinks it's politically incorrect to ask about Barack Osama's middle name Hussein, but I don't think it's irrelevant. And I raise the question of why should we not ask the question? After all, radical Islam has been at war with the West since the 7th century. If a would-be president of the United States has a Muslim first and a Muslim second name, surely we have an obligation, never mind a right. We have a duty to ask him, where does he stand on the issue of terrorism? Where does he stand on the issue of Israel? Where does he stand on the so many issues facing America today? Of course we have an obligation. I'm not going to listen to these slime bags telling you I have no right to ask the question. And I'll turn it around on you good liberals without brains. What if McCain's middle name was Jesus? John Jesus McCain. Would his middle name be an issue? Of course it would be. The liberals would go crazy. You mean your middle name is Jesus? Jesus? John Jesus McCain? Ooh, they'd go crazy. And they'd ask, you know, do you want to convert all of us to Christianity? What brand of Christian are you? Are you a fiery Christian? Are you a lapsed Christian, which is the only kind we accept in New York City? What kind of Christian are you? They'd ask John Jesus McCain. So we have an obligation to ask him what he thinks about an endorsement of Obama by the Nation of Islam, a Jew-hater, Louis Farrakhan. We have an obligation to ask what he thinks about Farrakhan, who has called Judaism a gutter religion, why he has not disavowed his connections. Now, we hear that it's an untrue charge that he is a Muslim. Fair enough. But he has two Muslim names, so why are we not allowed to ask this question? Why? Why is it inappropriate? But those aren't the issues that really, interest me at all. What interests me are the bigger issues about him. He is known as the most liberal of all the senators, amongst very liberal senators in a very liberal Senate. The more I read about him and his actual policies, the more I become concerned about Mr. Obama. Is Hussein a Christian saint? We're hearing over and over again that we can't ask about his middle name, Hussein, Barack Hussein Obama. And yet I've asked myself, if he's a Christian, why does he have a name Hussein? And who is Hussein? Hussein is the grandson of Muhammad. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it at all. So what he should say is, I'm proud of my middle name, Hussein. I was named for Hussein by my father because Hussein is the grandson of Muhammad. And I'm proud of my Muslim heritage, and I'm a moderate Muslim, and I totally oppose radical Islam. And I'll fight with all my heart to defeat the enemy. In fact, I might be able to fight better. Why doesn't he say that? What is he hiding, and what are his handlers hiding, is the question. Don't you understand why this is an issue? I think it's a very important issue.